Blog Talk Radio.
This the number one champion sound. Yeah, Estelle, we about to get down. Who the hottest in the world right now? Just touched down in London town. Bet they give me a pound. Tell them put the money in my hand right now. Set a promoter, we need more seats. We just sold out all the floor seats.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick you with you. You'll be my American boy. He said, hey sister, it's really, really nice to meet ya. I just met this 5'7" guy who's just my type. Like the way he's speaking, his confidence is peaking. Don't like his baggy jeans, but I'ma like what's underneath it. And no, I ain't been to MIA. I heard the Cali never rains, in New York wide awake. First, let's see the West End. I'll show you to my bedroom. I'm liking this American boy, American boy. Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick you with you. You'll be my American boy, American boy. Can we get away this weekend? Take me to Broadway. Let's go shopping, maybe then we'll go to a cafe. I'm loving those show toes. Walking that wall, talk that slick talk. Liking this American boy, American boy. Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick you with you. You'll be my American boy.
Tell the walk, walk, block.
Who killing them in the UK? Everybody gonna say UK reluctantly, cause most of this press don't f*** with me. Estelle once said, tell me, cool down, down. Don't act a fool now, now. Always act a fool, ow, ow. Ain't nothing new now, now. He crazy, I know what you're thinking. Rapina, I know what you're drinking. Rap singer, chain blinger. Holla at the next chick soon as you're blinking. What's your persona about this Americana? Rhymer, am I shallow? Cause all my clothes designer. Dress smart like a London bloke. Before he speak, his suit be spoke. And you thought he was cute before. Look at this peacoat, tell me he's broke. And I know you ain't into all that. I heard your lyrics, I feel your spirit. But I still talk that cat. Cause a lot of wags wanna hear it. And I'm feeling like Mike at his baddest. Like the picture they gladdest. And I know they love it. So the hell with all that rubbish.
Would you be my love?
Could you be mine?
Would you be my love?
Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth. I am flying semi-solo this evening. Artrell is out doing wicked and wonderful things with friends, which is kind of worrying, especially the friend he's hanging out with. That always leads to disaster. So I'm here with Mike the Wrestling Encyclopedia while he chows down on a McDonald's burger. And we're actually watching the Elton John movie right now. So if I burst into song mid radio show, it's quite possible. It's quite possible. We actually, it was funny because the other day we were sat in the living room and Mike was watching like the top 20 songs from 1969 and all of this lot. And I'm sat there singing along with the other songs as they came on and everything. And the look on AJ and Mike's face was like, you're old as hell. You know all these songs. Which wasn't a lie. I did know most of them. I'm going through them. And then there was the top 100 songs of like the 80s or something that we watched. And I knew like 65 out of them. The others, you know, did know. Knew the artist, but not necessarily the song. So it was like, it's quite amusing because, you know, I grew up with such a varied taste in music and the such like. And, you know, it only when it comes to things like that, I realize just how varied my, you know, musical tastes and everything really are. You know, they go from what I consider is, you know, rock music and heavy metal and stuff, which I absolutely adore, all the way through to 60s classics. I remember the songs my grandma used to sing to me when I was little. One of them I remember, and Mike's going to look at me like I lost my damn mind. It goes, Mazzy does a dozy does a little lazy divey, a kiddly ivy too, wouldn't you? Mazzy does a dozy does a little lazy divey, a kiddly ivy too, wouldn't you? It may sound queer and funny to your ear, a little bit topsy and tivy. But mares eat oats and does eat oats, and little lambs eat ivy. So mares eat does and does eat oats, and little lambs eat ivy. A kiddly ivy too, wouldn't you? A kiddly ivy too, wouldn't you? That song is from like the 20s and 30s. So, you know, there's lots of songs. Liddy, go sit. There's lots of songs that, you know, my taste is completely made up of, and there are times I'm pretty sure my family needs help. Well, thinks I need help. Sorry, I already know they need help. But think I need help. But it's actually funny watching this movie because so far I've seen, you know, the layout of the streets and everything is what I grew up in England, seeing the old phone boxes and mailboxes and stuff. He told me, he goes, oh, you must have been what, like 15, 16, 17 in this? It was 1969. I wasn't even a tickle in my dad's ball sack at the time. No, I wasn't. Stop sitting there nodding. But, well, but it's actually, you know, the one thing about the people in my household is that we've all got this eclectic celebration of music, not dance, of music. You know, you literally at any one time could have such a varied array going on, and it's great because it's not just like, you know, in our neighborhood you hear is rap music pretty much all the time, but then in our household you've got everything from Elvis Presley through to Mr. Brown. All you have to do is boil the cabbage down. Hold on, I gotta see. Alexa, play Boil That Cabbage Down.
Boil That Cabbage Down by Buddy Stitcher and Friends on Amazon.
Oh Lord, it's gonna play. Here we go. We should be dancing at the same time, Mike.
Well, that's it.
It's not that song at all, is it?
Alexa, stop music.
Yeah, that wasn't the song. The actual song was like, boil that cabbage down, make them biscuits turn brown. They're actually playing the song called David, which is pretty good, which is one of my favorite Elton songs. along with Call It the Blues. Okay, here we go. Mike's found it. Here we go. Let's boil that cabbage down. So yeah, don't know what to say about that. But while we're waiting, because I actually need to go get myself my cup of tea, we are going to play a song. I'm looking for something that's really good, actually. Let me see. Here we go, and we'll be back. So come on, for you, who was some of those musical influences who just shaped who you were? Oh Lord, he's going through his playlist here. So here we go. Okay, so obviously, oh Lord, you're going to have to pause that. We got a caller. So obviously, you know, one of Mike's big influences was Elvis. But we're going to get this other gentleman because I recognize the number. Well, I recognize this number. So I think we'll bring him onto the line. Hold on a minute. Hello, you are live on the air with Hazel and Mike. Is this the infamous R. Crowd Drone?
Yes, it is.
So we're talking about music because we're actually watching the Elton John movie right now. We had to pause it because it's one of those crazy DVDs where the music is ultra loud, but the talking is so quiet. Who for you were some of your major musical influences over the years?
Oh, wow. There's Aaliyah, there's Timbaland, Mystical, DMX, of course.
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, Bone Thugs and Harmony is another.
It's a shame you're not here for this one because you could actually then do you could do about 20,000 shows just based on your music collection, let's be perfectly honest.
Probably could.
So, is there a particular song that when you hear it, it takes you right back to when you were a kid?
Yeah, I got one on here like that.
Song that takes me back as a kid, because I wasn't listening to music or wasn't like paying attention to it until I was in middle school.
Right now,
well, for me, and it's gonna seem weird because I was in the play actually at school, but I remember being little and singing "Don't Cry for Me, Argentina" on the toilet. Oh Lord, Mike's playing Sesame Street stuff.
Oh
my God. Masters of the Universe. Yeah, but that's a TV show song. I'm on about a song that when you listen to, you're just like, okay, I'm that age again. As I say, for me, it was Evita, but it wasn't sung by, obviously, Madonna. I was little at the time, and we still live with my nan, and I remember in the bathroom, sitting on the toilet, singing "Don't Cry for Me, Argentina" at the top of my lungs.
Okay,
oh God, Mike's found a song. What song?
I'm thinking maybe some Prince songs that kind of give me back to my childhood.
And for me, I remember like my mom she had a record player in her bedroom and she would stack 7-inch records on there and take a bath and listen to the songs. And so there's a whole bunch of 70s songs and 60s and stuff that just, you know, would completely transport me back and everything. However, I will point this out. Me and Mike are sat in the living room this evening, and you've been a testament to this happening. We were sat in the living room. Pause it a second, Mike. We were sat in the living room, and all of a sudden, freaking Baby Shark started playing on our Echo.
Okay.
By itself. Hello?
Yeah, I thought you were still, talking more, but
you know how the songs have just been mysteriously starting up on our Echo?
Yeah.
Baby Shark played. I ain't even joking. Me and Mike just sat here, and all of a sudden you could hear da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- It's just like it's completely insane. So is there anything you want to... So what has been happening? We've already heard, we haven't mentioned it, but those of you who haven't been paying any attention, we now also have a start update for Major League Baseball. So do you want to say a bit more about that?
Well, of course, I think it's what's it, next Wednesday, they all get the report for, like, spring training. And I'm probably going to probably do some games there. Like, wherever, if they're going to do it at their spring training or they're going to do it at their arenas. We know that they're going to play at their arenas, like, home games. Like, the Brewers are going to be playing there, like, their home field.
Right.
And it's mainly going to be, as somebody had mentioned, that they mostly going to, like, fight their division, other division teams that they're on. Maybe a little bit of other somebody in their conference. Let's see. And I think this is starting July 24th. They're going to start having, like, baseball games.
Right, and so, they were saying that for the ones where it's going between different divisions, they're just trying to keep to the same area, didn't they? So it would be like, for Austin, for argument's sake, it would be perhaps like Midwest teams that aren't in our league would be the teams that we play against.
Yeah, because it would be like people in our division that's like, on the other conference, but in that same division.
Right.
For example, like, the Brewers can play the White Sox or the Minnesota Twins.
Right.
So that would be interesting.
It would be a good thing. It would be a good thing because, you know, even though the season's obviously been dramatically shortened down, it's getting that sense of normalcy back. And, you know, I think that there's so much, I don't want to say a lot of the hostilities that we've got going on right now is caused by there not being sports, because that's far from the truth. What I think is there's a lot of boredom because there, you know, for generations upon generations, even when you go way back, there's been some kind of sporting event going on. And we know from history, when you go back further, there may be, what's it called? There may have been jousting and horse racing and, you know, wrestling and all those, not WWE wrestling. I'm on about the other type of wrestling. And, you know, we've gone from that to literally everything coming to a standstill. And, you know, it's the first time in history they've said that this or anything like this has ever happened. So I think a lot of it is that people were kind of lost, because it wouldn't be so bad, let's be honest, being stuck inside, if there was sports to watch that was going on.
Right. Well, it's like I said, we getting our sports back, so that's the good thing. I know the football got to do what they're going to do when they start.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting, like, all that stuff going on in September. You think, like, huh? What the watch?
Yeah. As I say, I'm kind of glad we got we've got a TV in the living room and in our bedroom, and then Mike's got a TV, because if necessary, we're going to have all three TVs on, all showing different sports, if all of our teams are playing at the same freaking time.
Right. If they all play on a Sunday, it's going to be something different.
Oh, my Lord. Or even if it's Monday night football and stuff, you know?
Yeah, that too.
But, I mean, the good thing is that, you know, places are trying desperately to bring some of that normalcy back. And I don't think it's ever going to be completely the same, to be perfectly honest with you. And, you know, in a way, I think that is actually a good thing, because, you know, people are now more, I don't want to say respectful, because they're not, let's be perfectly honest. But people are being a little bit more thoughtful towards others, you know. And, you know, I think the other thing is there's been a bit more appreciation for what society refers to as menial and lower jobs, like the restaurant workers and the, you know, grocery store workers and nurses and stuff, because for, you know, nearly 4 months they've been considered essential employees.
Right.
And they've kept everybody running. And let's be honest, some of them have put up with such abuse and hostility and such like. And to me, it would be a shame if after all this is said and done, that, you know, you go back to just this don't give a shit about, you know, people's attitude.
Right. Those people better start caring, especially with times like this. And as we were talking about before, there's possible it could be a second wave coming.
And I think this time, though, for us, would be a bit more prepared if there is a second wave, in the sense of we know what to expect and, you know, how to deal with things. And it's still the sad part, still is there are still going to be people who just, you know, show their snotty-ass attitudes and privileged status by acting out. Let's be perfectly honest. That's what it was. We saw a bunch of bratty people protesting because they couldn't get their hair done and Starbucks wasn't opening.
Right, which was kind of stupid.
Right.
This is
yeah,
like, why would they...
Oh,
I was saying that they would... Why they want to protest over that? It's just like, protest about, you know, something else, like what other people are protesting about right now. It's just like, they can't help it that, you know, places are closed down because of COVID.
Right,
and
let's be perfectly honest. A lot of it was taken out of these companies' hands. It was done at the, you know... It was done on the orders of the governor and the president. So it's not like it was a personal choice.
Right.
But as I say, I lost a few friends over it because there were so many people who have such, and this is where I'm actually glad I got rid of them before the whole George Floyd incident happened, because there were some of them who, you know, proved themselves to be racist big time by coming out and said, oh, you know, I hope all Muslims catch it, then we don't have to deal with them anymore. And, oh,
oh
I hope
God.
This... Yeah. And it was like, I said to this one person, I said, you know what, when you lost a child, I said, and you're going to wish that on somebody else? And they went, Muslims are just animals. And I'm thinking, I hope you don't have to go to the hospital to be treated by one.
About to say,
you know,
anybody can be a Muslim. It doesn't matter what race they is.
Exactly. So is there anything else you want to talk about, Mr. Jones?
Oh, right now just enjoy watching AEW and with James here, so it's been pretty
good.
How
did James like the belt?
He likes it.
He hasn't done a photo shoot yet, has he?
No, he hasn't done a photo shoot.
All right, I am going to play a song and then we're going to be right back.
She keeps him always shunned on in a pretty cabinet. Listen in case she says, just like Marie Antoinette. She's a killer, queen, gunfighter, just a
We really want more.
Okay, we are back.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Jones, Mr. Isa, what was your impression? Let's be honest. Did we all go into wrestling on Monday thinking that Charlotte was going to win the championship again?
I think we all have.
I know we were all like, she better not win it, because Oscar deserves to actually have a reign. Let's be honest.
Right.
And I know that you said today that Charlotte is actually injured and out for 3 to 6 months.
Yep, from what I was reading.
So is this because of what Nia Jax did to her?
It's possible. But they didn't, you know, they just said that she was injured, but they didn't say, like, from what? They just said, like, she injured her collarbone, but they didn't say, was it during when Nia attacked her or whatever. So that they didn't mention.
Right. What was your thoughts on, you know, how many title shots that Charlotte has had? Because you actually said, how many was it that you mentioned?
Like, it was 67, but this past Monday was her 68th attempt in title match in 4 years.
That is absolutely ridiculous.
Right. It's just crazy. Like, are they trying to make her be like her dad, or trying to make her be her own person?
Well, I think they're playing too much on the Flair name, you know?
Right.
And, you know, they've literally followed basically in the foot, you know, they're trying to follow in his footprints with, you know, with the whole entrance music, the robes, the woos, you know.
Right.
And she does, to me, she doesn't really have her own, what's the word I'm looking for?
Character?
Her own style.
Oh, yeah.
Let's be honest, we were talking the other day because, you know, we were going on about how Ric Flair came out and was supposed to crown Randy Orton and the greatest there ever was and all this.
Right.
And, you know, as I said to you and I also said to Mike, do you think Randy Orton's better than his dad? And, you know, Mike said yes, definitely. But it's one of those things where at least he came out and he did make a name for himself, even though obviously he wrestles with the Orton name. I don't automatically associate him with his father.
Right. Because what I heard, like, his father is, like, different than how he is.
Mike, explain how different the difference between, like, Cowboy Bob Orton and Randy Orton wrestling-wise.
The regional territory where he wrestled in different territories whenever he needed. And so he got to WWE, but then he was like, I guess he was put with Roddy Piper to try to boost his heel angle for WrestleMania 1 is a fine example of that. That WrestleMania 2 comes along, same thing, but they put him in the spot. We put Randy Orton with Evolution to bring him into the game or to bring him into, like, the organization. We pushed the on multiple occasions. He made a name of his own without using
that. I don't agree with what I said, that Charlotte is basically, they're trying to do the female version of Rick. And
And I have to agree with Nia Jax. The only reason why she's getting all these pushes is because of her name.
Right.
I'm not saying Charlotte can't wrestle, but having the last name Flair, especially being in an organization where Flair has dominated or been like, besides Hogan, has been like the biggest name in any wrestling organization for the past 40 years or more. music is pretty much just the same as this. She comes out, she does the figure eight, which is pretty much Ric Flair finishing move done with a bridge. It's the exact same thing.
Yeah.
She does this chop. She does pretty much everything he used to do, but it's in girl form.
Right. And to me, that's what the problem is because she has proven with some of the matches that she has done that she is a very good wrestler. Let's be honest, that she does have skills and everything, but to me, it's sad that WWE is pushing her to be her father.
Yeah.
What other wrestlers have got famous parents who made their name for themselves? Not obviously, a lot of them have like followed in their parents' footsteps, but I'm on about who actually came out and didn't use their name.
Perfect example.
Yeah, I didn't think of him. You're right.
Yeah,
don't
him
you agree,
and Cody. Yeah, him and Cody.
Yeah, AJ just said him and Colby.
He said it in an interview before Cody even got into the biz when they did like a one-on-one with Dustin. Like, he was at his home. They asked him, why did he choose to be Goldust? Why? He said a point blank is because he wanted to break away from his dad. He did not want to follow the whole. He did it in WCW, but he was known as the Natural. Still, however, even in WCW, even though he was known as the Natural, he still made a name for himself. He was a passing champion. He was a U.S. champion.
Right.
They may have used him as like the whole Texas boy, you know, son of Dusty Rhodes. But when he turned to Goldust, whole different persona. He went so far out, you would not have, unless you actually knew, you would have never guessed that was Goldust. That was Dusty Rhodes' stuff.
Right, and I think, who's a couple of others, Trail?
Oh God, I'm trying to think now. Well, you have. Well, you had the Hearts. You got them.
Right, but every,
you
but
have,
that's, Talia still wrestles on the coattails of her family.
Yeah, that is a good point.
Mike's agreeing with you. Mike's agreeing with you there.
Even though he didn't have that big of a run, still didn't mimic his dad, though.
Right.
The only one he mimics from Baby Boy Smith, which everybody does now anyway, is the dog suplex, the vertical suplex where you hold your pumping out for like 3 minutes.
What about the Usos?
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Like, they are, they, oh, go ahead, Mike.
Rikishi is like 300 pounds, the Usos don't weigh nothing but like a 105, so they had to use this small, since they were smaller, that was easy for them to make that transition because, heck, they're not as big as they dad. So they could easily do something else differently than Rikishi and get over, which they did more than once.
What about The Rock?
Oh, yeah, third generation.
All right, that's another.
Definitely.
Because he really did. Go ahead, Trail.
No, I said he really did, like, transcended from out of his father and his grandfather's footsteps.
Yeah. And let's be honest, when you think of The Rock, like, the easiest way to do it is, if you, like Mike said about Goldust, you don't instantly think of his dad. Because Goldust is Goldust. He's an entity of his own. You know?
Right.
And it's now the same when you say The Rock. It's like, you have to think for just a split minute, like, who's his daddy and grandpappy? And then you're like, oh, that's it, carry on. Because he did. He went in, and yes, he had that, you know, boost of the fact that his grandfather and his father were both in the business. But he went in and then said, I'm not saying he stuck a middle finger up at her, but he went in and said, I'm making this my own. This is going to be me.
Rocky Johnson and Grandfather High Chief Peter might be
Yeah, don't forget his daughter is going to be starting, is with WWE now, too. His daughter's starting out.
Or did the same thing happen to her that happened to Mick Foley's daughter? Was she trying out?
Yeah, Mike said, has the same thing happened to The Rock's daughter that happened to Mick Foley's daughter, or hasn't The Rock's daughter even started yet?
Well, she's just in developmental, so she's probably, you know, like, still training and stuff.
Gotcha.
I hope they don't do her like they did. Charlotte Flair, though, have her try to pretty much in girl form emulate her dad.
Yeah, I agree with what Mike said, that we hope that when she does come up to the main roster, that they're not going to do what they did to Charlotte, and that's, you know, copy, try to get her to copy her dad.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who else. Like, I just had somebody else, and I just lost their name just like that. That they got a... God, let's see. Well, you got Scott Hall, but his son is not in WWE, wherever. He's just wrestling in the indie circuit.
Right. All righty. Well, we've got 4 minutes left, so do you want to explain what's coming up this upcoming week?
As you can tell, just our regular shows, WFSO Aftermath will be on Monday, 10 o'clock. We also will be on Twitch for that as well. I know I was supposed to have been on Twitch today, but just like
trying to
pay attention to the AEW. But what's that?
I said you're gonna have to show me how to set up an account for that.
Okay, can do that. Also, with her, the Hazel shows will be, her show will be on next Wednesday. I'm trying to think. I'll probably do a couple of YouTube videos, just talk about like some news and stuff. So I probably will be doing that. So like and subscribe our YouTube page. Look for WFSO on Facebook. Look for Maddie's Memory on Facebook too. Also look for WFSO on follow us on Twitter.
So with that being said, it's a good night from our trail.
Good night.
A good night from Mike, who's waving because everybody can see. And a good night from me. And as our trail said, you can catch us all on the upcoming shows of WFSO on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for calling in, honey bunny.
No problem.
All right. Talk to you all later. Good night, everyone.
Bye, everyone.